really pleased with the way we ran our offense in the second half. You know, we shot 50%, and we used probably more of the clock with each possession. Each time we were set up in the half-court offense, we used more of the clock than we did in previous games when we had the lead, and I thought that was really a key. It was our patience today. And, you know, this was a team. This was not a one-man deal. You know, the guys that all played, you know, including Jinsoo Kim, certainly contributed to our game. And, you know, that's the team we are this year. That's how we have to be this year. You know, some nights somebody's going to get a lot of points, but at the same time, we have to really dig in for each other. And I thought the players really pulled for each other tonight, which was a key thing, a key to the win. And, you know, we were able to do some things, you know, defensively to try to keep their team off balance. McClinton is such a he's got such great range. You know, he has better range than most players that are playing in the NBA. And you're just not used to playing against a guy that you have to pick up that quickly. And we did a good job. You know, we didn't stop him all the time, but we did a good job in terms of not giving him a lot of open looks. And, you know, we did some things defensively to mix it up. But Adrian Bowie was really tough. You know, he just, every possession he was there, you know, really working hard defensively. And Sean Mosley, and I thought Eric Hayes did a great job. I was really proud of him, the way he handled himself coming off the bench. He was really a team player, never complained about it, just went about his business and played great when he was in there. Any questions?
Can you speak a bit about the success of the press, especially early on there in the first half?
Well, you know, we had pressed well down at Miami. The problem with the press, it can tire you out. You know, you're trying to tire the other team out as well as steal the ball. We were going to try it, just mixing it up a little bit more, and it worked today. In other words, we didn't press much the second half, but we had gotten a lot out of the press the first half, and maybe we had more energy to run our offense the second half because we didn't press the whole time. I don't know. But, you know, you're never quite sure exactly, you know, what really works, but I just thought our mixing the defenses had a lot to do with our success tonight.
Gary, you talked about the importance of the patience for you guys, especially in the second half. But with the way that the last Miami game ended, did you feel any need to want to keep the foot on the pedal?
No, I thought we looked to run whenever we had the opportunity in the second half. We still ran. We still scored a lot of points. That broke the game open in transition. And then once we got the lead, you know, we did a pretty good job of running our half-court offense. And Miami's good because they can come up with a ball. In other words, you think you're free and all of a sudden it's a block shot. They get their hands on a couple on balls that you don't think they're going to get. And it can be tough. But, you know, our inside guys, I don't know what they did points-wise, but competing defensively and, you know, rebounding. You know, a lot of times you don't get a rebound, but if you just get in the way of somebody, somebody else can get it for us. And I think that happened quite a bit tonight.
Gary, it seemed to be the longest time you used the zone in the course of the game, with Mosley on top of the zone. You have to be happy with that.
Well, we went to the zone late in the first half with the idea we'd see how it would work, because with McClinton out there and a shooter like Thomas at about 6'8", 6'9", you really worry that, you know, somebody will get hot. But we covered pretty well. They made some, but you know, it was worth it. We didn't foul much during that time. You don't foul as much usually in the zone. And, you know, they had some pretty good matchup advantages on us. And, you know, at least that took it away for a while when you go to zone.
Gary, over here, the lineup switch, what was kind of behind that, and how much of it was for defensive purposes as much as anything else?
Well, it was to change things up. You know, just the idea that somebody else was starting sometimes shakes up the team a little bit. And then I thought Eric needed just a different look. In other words, he's had days where he shot it as well as he's ever shot it in practice, but he just couldn't get that on the floor the last few games. And so I just figured that coming off the bench, he might really be relaxed one in the game and make a couple and not worry about it. I thought he was – the other thing he gave us, I thought that was really an aggressive game for Eric with the ball. In other words, he never backed off. You know, he just took it at him. You know, I was really pleased with that, and he really handled things well.
Coach, saw the more emphatic fist pump as you walked out today. Obviously, it's not the greatest week. What did you tell the guys just to stay focused?
I just told them that I was going to coach like I always coach. I've done this too long to let anything affect the way I coach. And, you know, I made them promise that they would practice the same way. You know, we were both going to do what we could do. And I was going to coach the game. They were going to practice hard to get ready for the game. And we both were able to do that, and I think that's why we won the game.
Coach, was there keeping Jinsu focused during the week with the ineligibility of being reinstated, and then he comes in and he plays one of his better games?
I had to get him off the ceiling. You know, he was so happy, you know, just to, because he thought he was done for the year. We did too, really. So it's great that the NCAA showed compassion, realized how hard the kid was working, and came through, you know, with the eligibility issues. So I'm really happy for Jinsu, but I'm happy for Maryland too, because I've seen that happen at other schools where guys were, you know, given the opportunity to play, and I think we deserved it here for the way we've run our program for 20 years. And it was nice to see Jinsu be eligible to play.
Gary, can you talk about Sean Mosley on the flip side of Hayes? Mosley now in the starting lineup, and what you expect from him, and also, you know, what his energy level was going into tonight's game.
Well, he's got a good motor. In other words, he's ready to go and practice tomorrow at 2 o'clock when we practice. You know, tonight doesn't matter. And that's what he brings to the team. You know, he just brings that sense of urgency on defense. And, you know, I kept telling the players every time out, we don't have to be perfect. I think sometimes when you get a lead, there's a tendency to think that you have to do everything right, and you don't. You just have to, you know, keep making good plays, and the ball won't go in sometimes, or Miami will steal it or whatever. But we never let up. You know, we kept the pressure on in terms of how we ran our offense and how we played our drop-back defense. And, you know, Mosley's a part of that. You know, we were trying to get Eric in there offensively whenever we could with a free throw or whatever, and we were trying to get Sean in there for defensive reasons down the stretch, and it worked pretty well. But sometimes you can't do that. And Sean stepped up there after he really got nailed pretty good going for that rebound and made two big free throws for us, which, you know, a lot of freshmen might not be able to do that, but I felt Sean was going to make them.
Gary, Gravis seemed like he was more engaged overall in pretty much every phase of the game today. I mean, would you agree with that? Do you think that what was exactly behind that?
Oh, I thought he played great. He knew we really wanted to win this game, and that was part of him. But I also thought against Boston College, he moved a lot better than he had moved, even though his shooting percentage still wasn't good. I thought that his movement was where it has to be for Gravis to be effective. In other words, he's got to have a lot of energy out there in the court, because he's not going to jump over a lot of people or something like that. So he really moved well that game, and that continued right through to tonight's game.
One or two more?
Gary, the team held the lead. They did a very good job protecting the lead. What was the difference between what they've done in the past versus today?
Well, it's the other team affects you. Sometimes we really worked on one particular phase of the offense the last 2 days, and it helped us. That's basically what we did down the stretch, is run what we had worked on. And I think sometimes you have quite a few plays, and it's better to have a few. The old Vince Lombardi theory of execution, I think that proved true tonight. We really narrowed down how many plays we ran. And it was pretty effective. And that's for me. You know, I have to trust the players that they'll do a good job and, you know, get open when they're supposed to get open and things like that. And they were great today.
There were a couple points there in the second half. We got down to, I guess, 7 or 6 or whatever. You know, during the timeouts or anything, did you have any sense that there was, you know, any sort of here we go again or anything like that?
You know, possibly in the back of some people's minds. But at the same time, we just kept talking about we were playing really well. Miami's not going to – I mean, look at their scores. They're not going to lose many games by a lot of points if they do lose. And it's they were coming off two really tough games, and I knew they'd be tough today because, you know, Frank does a great job in getting his guys to play. So we knew we were in for it because we got – I guess we got it to 11. Is that the biggest in the second half? To beat Miami by 11 would have been great, but would have been really hard. And to get the win like we did, where we maintained the lead, is a great thing for our players, because we've lost some leads, and hopefully we've got that off our back now, and we know we can win games when we have the lead.
Anyone else?
Thank you.